Number 2. A.
The Eurasian red squirrel, Sciurus vulgaris, is a species of tree squirrel native to Europe and northern Asia, which has seen serious population crashes in Italy, Great Britain, and Ireland. These crashes are mainly due to the introduction in the 19th century of the eastern grey squirrel, Sciurus carolinensis, from North America. The population of red squirrels in the UK has come down from 3.5 million to around 150,000. The remaining squirrels survive mostly in Scotland, with the population in England only around 10% of the total. The grey squirrel has a negative impact on red squirrel populations in a variety of ways. The larger grey squirrel has a greater ability than the red squirrel to live at higher levels of population density. Grey squirrels can live at a density of around 15 individuals per hectare, mainly due to their wider range of food choices. In comparison, red squirrels manage only 2 or 3 individuals in the same hectare. Grey squirrels are also able to eat green acorns before they turn brown, as they can resist tannins, the defensive chemicals found in many unripe plants. Red squirrels must wait until the acorns have turned brown before they can be digested, meaning most will have already been taken by the grey squirrels. However, perhaps the most damaging impact the grey squirrels have is as carriers of the squirrel pox virus. Being immune to the disease, grey squirrels carry the virus everywhere, infecting red squirrels, which do not have immunity. Whole populations of red squirrels can be destroyed by this disease. Recent years have seen attempts to conserve the red squirrel in the UK and Ireland. One method employed is indirect action, involving the reintroduction of the pine marten to areas of England and Wales. The pine marten hunts grey squirrels more effectively than red squirrels, as they spend more time on the ground and are more easily caught, and it is this behaviour that is thought to be one reason for the greater numbers of red squirrels in Scotland, where many pine martens live. Conservationists hope the spread of this animal will lead to a natural recovery in the red squirrel population in other areas of the UK.